Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm in broadcasting live from New York City. Looking forward to my visit with our good friend Mark Newberry. Mark's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an old friend, and just a great guy, one of the smartest guys I know, especially when it comes to connecting with customers. Mark Newberry, welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be here, Jim, and you're talking about connecting with customers. I think a lot of times we realize, especially people like you and I that talk about customer service, how often companies disconnect with customers.
It's not just that they – see, you're so right, Mark, because, you know, folks, you hear me talking to you all the time about how to try to make sure that you connect with customers. You know, Mark, I'm always harping on saying thank you to customers, making sure they know we appreciate their business, et cetera, et cetera. But what you're talking about is where we actually shoot ourselves in the foot, where we got the customer here who could be happy with us, and we actually tick them off.
You know, Jim, a story that you told me a long time ago that has stuck with me, and I can't remember exactly. It seems like maybe it was in Helen, Georgia.
Somebody
that you've been doing business with for years.
Yeah, there's a little place up there. And I'm actually not going to name the company because I'm going to give them one more chance, Mark. I haven't been back up there.
Okay.
But this was a case of a business that I bought stuff from for 30 years, and I spent a lot of money with them that one day because we buy presents for other people and we go there.
Right.
And they got cool stuff, and so I just dropped about $300 on these guys.
Yeah.
And they were wrapping my stuff up to take with us They got through, and the lady handed me my stuff and didn't say one word.
Right.
And I stood there. She said, "Is there something else?" And I said, "Well, don't you have something to say to me?" And she said, "Be gone."
I'd call that a solid disconnect.
And waved her hands at me, you know, like shoe fly. She said,
"Oh,
be gone."
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
that story has stuck with me.
Yeah, and you know what? Here it is. Here it is, like almost a year later, and you and I are still talking about it because it's such a horror story. And I mean, that's almost the worst, as bad as it can get.
Yes.
But Mark, you don't have to be that aggressive or that overt about it. I mean, just acting like you don't care is to me is bad enough.
Well, you're talking about a customer that's been coming in for 30 years. That's about as loyal as you could possibly get.
That's right. That's right. But you know, don't you walk into businesses where when you walk out, you said, you know, I could have gotten more connection out of a kiosk.
You're right. Absolutely. Find me a
vending
machine.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I was coming home from Chicago last night, and I don't know if you ever fly Delta, but they've got this new breezeway at the at the gate, and it's supposed to be for the medallion members and the people that are frequent flyers and everything, and it's the worst idea that Delta has ever come up with. And I'm standing there in the breezeway line last night with all my fellow breezeway customers and people that are not even, you know, they're not in the elite status. They're going to the other line, which has nobody in it, and they're getting right on before we are. So they're taking the people that rarely fly with them and that are rude and letting them board rather than their loyal customers.
So now, so the great unwashed were actually loading quicker than you were, right, Mark?
Absolutely. And I said to the Delta agent, this is the breezeway is the dumbest thing Delta's ever done. And two agents said, you're right about that. I mean, they catch flack about that all the time. Here's something else that aggravated me on my trip to Chicago. We went up there for a wedding, and we're staying downtown at a very nice Hyatt hotel, paying more than I ever want to think about having to pay for a hotel room because of the location. Yeah. They charged us, Jim, $48 a night to park.
Holy mackerel.
Now, I know that Chicago parking is a premium, but you'd think somebody that they're already getting a high dollar for the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't even give the regular guests a break off of that rate.
So what would you do? How would you solve that? And then, folks, here's the thing. What you need to make sure you're doing as you listen to us is not think, well, these guys are just on the air complaining about how people are treating them. The point is for you is, what am, you know, you ought to have a little bit of cold sweat breaking out on your forehead for fear that you might actually be doing something like this to your customers.
Well,
so how would you solve that, Mark?
Let's talk about both instances. Let's talk about the Delta story. Not only are their customers upset, their gate agents realize this is a bad thing, and I'm sure they have told Delta about it, and yet Delta continues to do it because this is somebody's favorite little pet project,
I'm sure. Yep.
And rather than listening to the customer, the Delta agent actually said to me, make sure you call Delta and complain about this, because the only way it's ever going to get rid of is if we, the customers, shout at them. But for your listeners, what are you doing that's making your customers upset? Maybe your team members have already told you about it, and you just have closed your ears to it because you think, well, this is a good idea.
Or just as bad, they think it's your baby, which it very well may be, and they're afraid to jeopardize, you know, you being mad at them or their job to actually bring it up to you. And,
well,
and then here's where it gets worse, and this is what you experience. When your own employees agree with your customers and say, we don't know why we have to do this, but we have to do this. Now, that is awful. I mean, talk about your dirty laundry out there in the public.
Absolutely. When you've got your team members complaining about your company to the customers, you're in trouble. And with the Hyatt, all I ask for is give me some kind of break. Give me $24 a night because I'm paying $200 plus for
right.
your stupid room. You know, that's just crazy. you know, I think that the thing that aggravates everybody that I ever talk to, Jim, is when you call a company and right off the bat you get a recorded voice.
Oh, yeah.
You can't talk to a person. You can press zero to your black and blue, and you will not get through to a person.
The dumbest thing any small business ever did was to get a recording to answer the phone when there are people in the building.
Yes.
And when we, in my business, when we all go to lunch, for many, many years, we forwarded to a real human being for a long, long time. Only recently, if we're not in the building, do you actually get a recording. But it doesn't take you long to get to where you want to go. I mean, we don't. There's no voicemail hell that you got to go through. But if we're in the building, normal working hours, regular working hours, then you're going to get a human being answer the phone. I won't have it any other way, and I don't care what you couldn't pay me to change that, Mark.
No. I agree.
It's essential, folks. If you want to differentiate yourself, that's one of the things you got to do. You got to have human beings answering the call, answering the phone, and the door. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Mark Mayberry. He's the author of Building the Dream Workforce. John Cougar Mellencamp bringing us back there. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out when you get a chance. Use them to your advantage. Both of them are there for you, available with no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use all of our stuff. And somebody who's on both of our websites, very well represented with a great body of work, he's deposited with us over the years. Mark Mayberry is our guest, and Mark is the author of Building the Dream Workforce. It's a book I highly recommend to you. Mark, tell us how we can find you and your book.
It's very easy. You just go to www.markmayberry.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And please take advantage of whatever Mark offers. It's always top shelf. Mark, we're talking about how to make sure you don't shoot yourself in the foot. How, you know, is there something that you're doing that could irritate your customers? And you know, Mark, here's where I think it happens. When you start building systems and processes and you start putting things in place that make your organization more efficient.
Yes.
Efficiency steps. I mean, folks, let me tell you something. It's every business needs to do this, Mark, because of trying to increase profitability. In a slow year, you've really got to seek efficiencies. But what you got to remember is probably, you know, 75% of the efficiencies that you're going to put in place might impinge a little bit on your ability to serve customers. What do you think, Mark?
Absolutely. People are looking for how can we do it cheaper, and that's fine, but you better be looking at the customers too. And here's another great example that just drives me crazy. One of the companies out there that has just come out of nowhere and is doing extremely well, I think, is Priceline. Mm-hmm. And I've just started to try and use Priceline, and so far I've been pretty happy with what I've
really?
Got. But here's what drives me crazy. And maybe I'm doing something wrong, but obviously for a computer nerd like me, they haven't made it simple enough, Jim, because with Priceline, as you know, you go in there and you say, I want a hotel in Chicago for $75 a night. And they, if they accept your bid, you have to take it. You don't know what hotel you're going to get at when you put that in. So it's a little scary, but yeah. I've been very, very lucky with what I've been able to get. But here's what drives me crazy. Here's my point. You put in, let's say that you want to stay in Chicago, and you bid $75 a night, and that's not high enough. They tell you your bid was not accepted, so you know you're going to have to raise your bid. So you go back in there, the form's right there, and you change it to $100 a night. And then you click on it, and it comes back and tells you you have to change at least one thing. Well, I changed the price,
right?
But I've done this four or five times, Jim, and every time when I do change the price, it won't accept it. So I have to close out a Priceline, go back, put all my information in again, and then put in the new price before they'll accept
it. So they don't use their own website. Is that what you're saying?
They don't look at their own website.
Yeah.
It's not customer friendly. And I wonder for the people that are listening to your show this morning, with the websites that they have, are they customer friendly websites? Or are you, because I'll tell you, when I go to a website and I try and do something and it won't let me do it, I'm not going to sit there for another half hour trying to figure out how to do it.
One of my big complaints are websites, and small businesses do this too, a website where they sell stuff, but you can't find how to buy it.
Yes.
I went to a site the other day, and I already knew, my wife uses it, and I already knew I wanted to buy it.
And you couldn't get through.
Well, they have, guess what? They have a free demo.
Oh.
Which would be great if I didn't already know I wanted to buy, but I literally had to go through the free demo to get the thing. Instead of being able to click, pay for it, and start working, and I thought, you know, you guys, you got to need a button here that says, hey, you ready to buy? Click here.
Well, I think one of all the things we're talking about this morning, for the people that are listening to the show, you need to somehow either bring in an outsider to look at your own business or to somehow get some objective sunglasses on your own self to look at your business. What are your customers really experiencing?
We're in the process of building a new website for our website. I've told the audience this already, and we hope to debut that in less than 60 days. But we're already to the stage where we're sending it out to people that who are friends of ours, people who are pretty savvy and pretty critical, and will tell me if my emperor doesn't have any clothes.
Yes.
And we're sending it to those people saying, okay, guys, rip it up. You know, and that's what you got to do.
That is what you have to do, and you can't get your feelings hurt if they come back with some negative things.
Oh, and you know what? And this, you've taught us this many times, Mark. If a customer complains, you ought to give them a hug because they've just given you a gift.
You're darn right.
Tell us why.
Well, the worst customer you can have is somebody that has a bad experience and then just leaves and doesn't tell you about it.
And because a happy customer will tell three people, an unhappy customer will tell 100 people.
Absolutely. It's probably more than 100. When you and I have a bad experience and we talk about it on stage.
Thousands, something under a billion, right?
That's right.
You know, another thing, putting it back on the ground, Mark, if you're trying to save gas fuel prices,
right.
And so you go to schedule shipments. You only deliver this area on Tuesdays, this area on Wednesdays, et cetera, which is a good efficiency thing. You can't just start telling your customers that. You need to go to them and say, hey, guys, how can you help us save money on gas? We'd like to install this delivery program. How's that going to work for you? What can we do to help you conform to this?
Absolutely.
You got to make them a partner in this, don't you?
You sure do. You just can't throw something in their face because it works for you. You have to make it work for them, too. And they feel great when you ask for their opinions.
Exactly. And whereas they might have complained and balked before, now they're your partner.
Absolutely.
Hey, Mark, give us that website again one more time, please.
It is www.markmayberry.com or call 800-394-6138.
And if you'd like Mark to help you with your group, he can do that because that's what he does. Hey, Mark, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Always a great time, Jim.
Mark Mayberry, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.